For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A new poll out of UC Berkeley's Othering and Belonging Institute found that anti-mask protesters in the Inland Empire do not represent the majority. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports that instead, greater than 4 in 5 voters in Riverside and San Bernardino counties support a public mask mandate. This comes as U.S. health officials say mask wearing may be needed into 2022.
Big picture, the data tells us that across the Inland Empire, people are interested in solutions that work, says Joshua Clark, one of the poll's researchers.
This is in contrast to some of the efforts that we've seen in the region to turn these COVID-19 mitigation restrictions into culture war issues. And I think that what most voters are saying through this data is, enough is enough. We want to beat this thing. There's plenty of knowledge about how to do that, and let's put some muscle behind that knowledge.
This thinking is despite a year of contention over measures to slow the spread of the virus. In Riverside County, officials have said they will not enforce mask wearing in public or fine businesses that fail to follow COVID-19-related orders. In San Bernardino County, the Board of Supervisors moved to sue Governor Newsom in November over the state's reopening plans. While 82% show support for a mask mandate, an even greater share, 86%, say public officials should set an example by wearing masks in public themselves. Clark again.
And to be clear, that's not just saying, I'm going to wear a mask. It's, I want to know my neighbors are going to take this step, that my public officials are setting a good example by doing it themselves, and that my public officials are enforcing these restrictions.
This majority support is also represented across the lines of race, ethnicity, income, and whether or not people went to college, categories which are often linked to people's political choices and therefore their policy preferences. Michael Gomez-Daly, the director of the Ontario-based civic organization IE United, says this affirms what they had been seeing in the community, that only a loud minority of people are against public health guidelines.
The poll should give local elected officials kind of the wherewithal just to be able to be confident that they should be approaching this in a responsible way, both for reopening, recovery, setting good examples by wearing masks on the dais, et cetera, et cetera.
He says his organization will be actively sharing the poll results so that local elected officials know where the community they represent stands. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
The Civil Rights Institute of Inland Southern California is now under construction in downtown Riverside. It's meant to be a place of action and conversation around civil rights in the Inland Empire. KVCR's Benjamin Perper reports.
The $43 million five-story building will house the Institute, a large conference room, an office for the Fair Housing Council of Riverside County, and 72 units of affordable housing. Dr. Ron Loveridge is the former mayor of Riverside, a current UCR professor, and president of the Civil Rights Institute of Inland Southern California. He says though the Institute will showcase civil rights history from this region, it's more than a museum.
It's not a standalone effort. It's going to collaborate and coordinate activities with groups and across the region, and it's both to record, to inform, and particularly to inspire. And it will be a place to gather. It's self-consciously being designed for people coming together and talking about where we are and where we can be or where we should be.
Loveridge says part of that mission will be the affordable housing component of the building.
The second, third, and fourth, and fifth are 72 units of affordable housing with 25 of those units for veterans. First floor will have the Civil Rights Institute and the Fair Housing Council of Riverside County. We will occupy the first floor, and we should be open by late spring in terms of housing. And we're in the process of beginning to recruit a full-time director for the Institute.
You can learn more at inlandcivilrights.org. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.